Here's a guy who speaks clearly all the time. He's the division commander for the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. His name's Mike Craig. Mike, welcome.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm wearing floaties on my arms. I just want you to know that for this entire interview, just in case the water rises from the basement. I want to be ready.
Because tomorrow is Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day.
Is it really?
I can't wait.
And what are we officially starting National Safe Boating Week tomorrow?
Actually, it starts this Saturday and runs through next Friday as it rolls into the holiday weekend.
Yeah, because we know we get more of the amateur hour boating experiences when we get out on the water, particularly as Memorial Day weekend arrives.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of people out there that are just they're new to it, or they don't know enough about it, or haven't paid enough attention, and so that's why National Safe Boating Week comes up, right?
Yep, this is the 44th year of this national campaign to raise awareness of boating safety for people that are going to be on the water or around the water.
All right, so give me some of the tips people need to know or just to be reminded about.
Okay, tip number one, the very biggest one of all, is wear a life jacket. If, particularly people who are non-swimmers, life jackets obviously save lives, and sometimes you may end up in the water unexpectedly, which can be the case. And if you don't have one on, someone's got to throw one to you, and then you've got to figure out how to put it on in the water. And if you've ever tried to put a life jacket on in the water, once you're already in the water, you have to practice that.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of wriggling around that goes on with that, and then sometimes you don't even get it on correctly.
Yeah.
And so it's not as helpful as it should be. And obviously we all get on boats with people sometimes who are just that's kids stuff. That's for kids. I don't need a life jacket. I'm a grown man. And that's wrong.
That is wrong. Yeah, especially if it's non-swimmers or even professional the professional mariners all wear life jackets when they're out roaming around on deck, and also sports fishers. The bass tournament people, they're always, yeah. they have a life jacket on as well.
Yeah, and the most important thing before we even get to that point is when you get on board, it depends on how many people there are, you have to make sure that the count of life jackets to people is correct.
Yes, that's true. You have to have one for each person, and it has to be the type that's applicable to that type of person. Whether you have, five adults and three kids, you have to have, five adult ones and three kids, and, depending on the size of your boat, you might need to have a throwable one.
Okay. All right, what's the next tip?
Okay. Well, make sure your life jacket fits. There's, a bunch of different styles of life jackets out there, and it depends on what activity you're going to do. It also depends on how much buoyancy you're going to need, if you're a normal-sized person, or if you're, larger, you might need a little more buoyancy. So, wherever you go and get your life jackets, usually your outdoor sporting goods places, they have people in the watercraft department that will be able to help you pick the right life jacket for your size and what activity you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And kids' life jackets, those should be fitted. You should take the kid, the child into the store and talk to the salespeople, and because they're designed, they're designated by first the child's weight. They come in a couple different classes of depending on how small the kid is. They also have additional safety straps that keep the child from falling out of the bottom of the life jacket, and also a grab handle on the top. That way, if they fall in by the dock or they're right alongside the boat, you can just reach down with one hand and lift them up out of the water.
I've actually lived through a frightening moment like that years ago when my kids were little.
Yep. It happens, and it happens in the blink of an eye. You're walking along the dock, and all of a sudden, where there should be two of you, there's now one of you, and one's in the water.
Yep.
Same thing goes for pets. If you take your four-legged friend on the boat with you, they make life jackets for those folks too. So it's always, you don't have a traumatic experience with your animal. Right. When you're on the boat. And it also has grab straps in case they fall in. that you can get them out of the water without having to grab them by their collar around their neck.
They also have those jackets that have something that you said that's an alarm or something that sounds. Is there something that's also like lighted in case it's nighttime and somebody goes in the water?
Oh yeah, yep. There are there are personal locator beacons. There are also strobe lights, which really helps find people at night. You go in the water. Some of them are water activated, so they can turn on automatically. Some of them have a switch. And you flip them on, and they, you know, it gives you a bright light that can be, you know, a bright white light that can be seen for a couple of miles. It blinks really quickly.
Yeah, very helpful to a rescue crew for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, another tip?
Know your state's boating safety laws. There's lots of different regulations out there. You know, there's federal regulations. Kentucky has regulations. Indiana has regulations. So, and they, you know, they vary from state to state depending on where you're boating. It leads right into the next thing. If you haven't had one, you should take a boating safety class. There's a lot of them that are online. They're for various skill levels. They're usually designated by what state you plan to, you know, what your state of residence is. You can take that course, and it familiarizes you with, you know, the laws of where you're boating. And also, you know, it gives you a brief introduction to the rules of the road. Because unlike driving a car down the interstate, you don't necessarily need to have a you know, Kentucky does not have a boat license per se, except if you're a kid or a young adult under the age of 18 and 12. You have to have a boating safety course certificate in order to operate a powered boat in the state of Kentucky.
And so we circle back to the beginning of this conversation. It is kind of amateur hour out there lots of times. So just be
aware. It's just people that are non-practiced, inexperienced, new boat owners. You see a lot of that. You know, to some degree, people think it's like driving a car, and it's not. You know, it has a throttle. It has a steering wheel. But it doesn't have any brakes, and it doesn't have any, you know, visual turn signals. So that's why it's important to know the rules of the road, especially when you encounter another boat. You know, who has the right of way? Who's supposed to do stuff? You know, do you move? Do they move? You know, and then what do you do around paddle boarders and things of that nature?
Right.
And jet skiers. You got to watch out for jet skiers because they're everywhere, and they come up quickly.
Right, you are. All right. Where's the website people can learn more?
You can go to safeboatingcampaign.com, or you can go to the Coast Guard Auxiliary webpage, which is cgaux.org.
Well, makes sense. Mike, great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you for having me on. Have a great weekend.
Happy National Safe Boating Week. You can go to safeboatingcampaign.com and learn more. All right, back in a minute on News Radio 840 WHAS.